Good morning, Rabbi Sai! Ah! Lili Nishmasim Yimurasi Rusmas Mordechai. Today's shir sponsored by the Kessler family, Rafua Shleima, for Eliza Tova Bas Esther Gruno, the daughter's sister. She's a cancer patient who just was diagnosed with COVID. In honor of Chaim Lichter, our grandson, who has started the Daf Masechta Sukkah with Reb Eli. We're so proud of you, Saba and Grandma, a.k.a. Uncle Phil and Aunt Nancy. Where is he?
Right here.
Chaim, get over here! She. Shkoyach! No, you like Sukkah? It's good? You gonna finish it? Shas? All Shas? You gonna try? Givaldig. Kol HaKavod. Very proud of you. Where's your grandfather? Schlep him over also. By Abba and Eva Renner, in honor of Benny and Razi Kiki and Lily and Rebelli, of course. Shkoyach. Simcha Ezra Valberg. Thank you to Moshe Lachman. Yes, Q, for all the advice. Paras HaChodesh by Michael Bemela, in memory of his mother, Devorah Feiga, by Shmuel and father-in-law, Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, and Meredith, making the woman out of this year. Shkoyach. Only one person screamed on Main and Lakewood, Givaldik. Rabbosai, we are live in Lakewood. What a Kiddush Hashem. Bemes. Unbelievable. Hold on. You're not gonna believe this. Look at this. Look what's going on over here. It's unreal. Unreal. Push it unreal. So I was born in Lakewood. And I lived there for the first, I don't know, year or so of my life, 2 years maybe. And on the way here, I thought that we're going to have 10 people because that, you know, I know about 10 people from Lakewood that are in the shir, so maybe 20. It's mamish, it's tremendous to see what's going on there. I think there are more people here than were maybe in Teaneck, no? And definitely more than in Chicago. That's Givaldik. Unbelievable. Rabbosai, I take a lot of pride when people send me these pictures. The Olam is into learning Belechta Chabad Derech. Hi, Rebelli. 5 hour flight delay today. No problem. It's geschmack to learn the Daf with the Rebelli. His Eishes Chayil took a picture of Shlomo Rosenzweig, who lives in Toronto, on the way to Miami. Here he is learning Steig in the airport. We are right now in the famous Cookie Corner. It all started because my neighbor downstairs, she is a sister of the Baal HaBos here, and she gave him that famous recipe of the cinnamon bun. He's not going to tell anybody. She's taking all the credit. Is it true they have mom lines out the door here for the... It's on Friday. Okay, wow. It's unbelievable. So it started, we had a little thing going that the oil got together here at Cookie Corner. Beis HaShem will continue. If you're part of the Lakewood group, the camaraderie, the chevra, that's what's so unique about the shir. This chevershaft is unbelievable. And it started, the Lakewood guys started here in Cookie Corners. So that's why we're paying homage. What's the word? Homage. To the Cookie Corner. And Yishkoyach to the Baal HaBos here. Yishkoyach to Aaron Hirsch and Mark and Phil and all the guys who put this thing together. You know who you are. This is by Joel Mizrahi, who put together yesterday's shir in Teaneck, which is also amazing. Over 50 people showed up over there. Rebelli, you've come off a week of highs. Thanks, Hashem Yisbarach. Son's wedding, anniversary, Thursday night Shevet Brachos in Brooklyn, which, by the way, I don't know if you heard about it. Over 300 people attended the Shevet Brachos. Also insane. The crazy chevershaft that we have. So Thursday night, Shevet Brachos in Brooklyn. Then we got a text from Mark Ashkenazi Sunday morning if they can arrange the shir in Teaneck. So Baruch Hashem, they were able to do it in Shari Ora. And the whole night was a high, such a great experience. We have over 50 guys come learn the daf Bahava, mainly from the local Teaneck, Bergenfield, Englewood area, and from other areas like Passaic, Muncie, Queens, Long Island, even Israel, Simon Jacobs. It was an amazing joint effort with several guys from the Chevra trying to secure a place with Uncle Phil, coming early to help set up. And today also he came with Dan Rubinoff. I can't forget that. Dan Rubinoff sponsoring the Chinese food and Mary's grandmother. Okay, and grandfather Mark Ashkenazi, who's right over here. Boys, I say hello to Mark, running the thing. 50 guys enjoying Torah learning with you, and whatever. I hope you enjoyed a tiny bit of Sephardic flavor last night. I got home afterwards and I couldn't go to sleep. I was on such a high. It felt great having the MDY share at my home base, but even more so, I couldn't help thinking the Achdus and learning how much closer we're bringing Mashiach and the Geula, Joel Mizrahi. Amen. Okay. Rabbi says, some of the Olam in you guys not, because we're in Lakewood, but Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisrael, all the way from Borough Park, Givaldik. Some of the guys in Tinek didn't know what a Koshikloch was. So I took the privilege to, here's a picture. I was going to show this picture and tell them this is what it is. But I figured that the smart... All right. Beseder. So we have a long daf here. Again, very technical. A lot of halachas about aravos and etc. And the arba minim. Technical stuff. And we are holding the flamet gimel and beis by the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a big chosh of a guest here, Rabbi Gruner. We had an opportunity to meet by the Sherev Brachas. He told me that his dream was, I don't know if it's true, maybe he wanted to make me feel good, his dream was to come to meet me in Eretz Yisrael, and that he did him a big favor, that he didn't have to take his whole, whatever, this whole machine with him on the plane, and he came to meet me in Borough Park. He showed me his chosh of a van that he has. I'm happy you're here. Thanks for being with us tonight. Yishkoyach. Came all the way from Lakewood to Brooklyn. It's unbelievable. All right. Yishkoyach for the guys, the driver, helper, the whole zach. Chavrusa didn't come tonight. Okay. Givaldi. Torah about it. He's on his way. He's coming. Okay, good. I hope he's on time with you. Torah about it. Arvei Nachal. It says in the pasuk, Arvei Nachal. Nachal is a stream. So Arava, whatever this Arava is, grows on the stream. Hagdeilim al Nachal. Grows on the stream. Dover Acher. Arvei Nachal, She'ola She'lo, Moshuch Kenachal. So it's very interesting that Rashi says over here that since the Pasuk says that it grows on the stream, now the Pasuk Pshat is, you learn the Gemara, you say, okay, it's the type of Arava that grows in the stream, but it doesn't have to grow on the stream. It's that family of Arava. So that's what we do today. We buy aravos. But Rashi says there is a bigger mitzvah to use aravos that grow on the stream. So of course, those guys that sell those aravos, instead of $1, it costs $2 or whatever, two, instead of two, it's four. And they come up with all the poiskim that say you should. It's a chiyuv of gomer to use. But there is an inyan to use aravos that grow literally on the stream, on the brook. As I said, Rashi. Dover Acher. Arvei Nachal, Sholeh Shalom, Moshech Kenachal. So you have Arava. This is the leaf of the Arava. It looks like a stream. It goes nice, long, straight. It's narrow and long. That's the shape of the Arava. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. So today, there's, I think, 30 pictures, maybe more. There's supposed to be 37. I took out the final seven here. Not the final, but I took out all these guys. So we narrowed it down to only 30 pictures. And I only made maybe three out of the 30. The rest are from Kol HaLashon. Zog to Gemara. Tanya Yiduch. Arvei Nachal, Ein Li Elo Arvei Nachal. Shel Baal v'shel Hori Minayin. So how do we know that we could use other types of Aravos? The same Aravos that comes from Baal, from a place called Baal and Horim. Tamloimar. Arvei Nachal Mikol Mokoyim. It could be from everywhere. And over here, Rashi says that it's better, the mitzvah that should be from a nachal. It's kedai. Top of Lamedal and Omed Aleph. Abashol Oymer, Arvei Shtayim. Arvei is plural, and I learned from it something else. Achas Lelulav, Va'achas Lemigdosh. Yes, there's one Arava that we use together with the Lulav and the Esrig, but there's one that we use for the Mizbeach on Sukkot, and we go around the Mizbeach with Aravas. Those are the two aravos. So let me ask you, according to Abishol, how many aravos do you put in your lulav? Arvei doesn't come to say two. Arvei says there's two types of aravos. One for the mizbeach and one for the lulav. So it comes out that according to Abishol, you only use one arava. We're going to see the shita on Lamedal Aram Beis, that's Rebbe Kiva, you only need one arava. We don't pass it like that. Rabbanon Lamigdash Minalu. How did Rabbanon know this idea of an arava by the Mizbeach? Hilchas Agmirilu. It's not from the Pasuk. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Dov Rabasi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Ester Nitiyos, Arava, V'nisuch HaMayim, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There are three things. Like we learned, Mechitzin, Shirin, those are one set of things that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Here's another set. Ester Nitiyos, Arava, Arava of the Beis HaMikdosh, not the Arava that we use in the Lulav, because that's from the Pasuk. V'nisuch HaMayim, so we have a picture here. Eser Netiyos goes like this. Eser Netiyos tells us that, Raboisai, this, if you came just for this, it's unbelievable. You know what I chap today? As I'm learning this, today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, was just an hour ago. How many days are we before Rosh Hashanah? Like, come out 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's unbelievable. This halacha applies to today, not stamp today, once in 7 years. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is Eser Netiyos. How? I'm learning, I couldn't believe it. What a coincidence. There's no coincidences. Again, the Daf is talking to us. Eser Netiyos. What's the halacha? Before Shemitah, this is a year of Shemitah. You have to stop plowing the fields. There's a Yisafa, just like on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Someone has to take a picture. Boy, I can't just do. They're going to start leaving soon. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, before, after Shabbos, you have to be Moisef, Mechal HaKodesh. You have to be Moisef for Shemitah also. You cannot plow the field. Nah, Shvach a picture. You have to come over here. Let me teach you how to do it. Stand over here behind me, and then get everybody in there. You missed Rabbi Gruner. You missed the whole thing. Okay. So, Nachamol, don't pay attention though. So you have to be Moisef how many? 30 days. 30 days. Today, you have to stop, or yesterday, whatever, Baruch. But once, it only happens every 7 years, today. It's not stam once a year. Every 7 years, boom, today. So today, you were allowed to plow the fields when you have Eser Netiyos in a saw. In other words, every tenth of a saw, you're allowed to plow one tree. If you have 10 trees in a saw, which is 50 by 50 amma, you see? 50. This I did myself. This is one of the only charts. 50 by 50. And you have 10 trees here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're allowed to plow. Let's pretend these are food trees. You're allowed to plow the field 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is today. Erev Shemitah. It's incredible. Mom is incredible. I'm going to ask you to look at the other shiurim if anybody chapped that. They're not going to chop that. Okay. Unless they listen to this and they hear that. Fine. You chop what's going on here. So, but I'm just saying that if you have two trees and they take up 2/10 of a saw, you could also plow them. Why are you allowed to do this? Because they're baby trees. We're worried they're going to die. We give them a dispensation. It's a special heter for baby trees. Netiyos. If they're mature trees, you cannot plow them because of the Seisafa of Shemitah, 30 days before Shemitah. Okay, not our sugya, I just wanted to tell you what it is. Arava, we said, Nisuch HaMayim. I don't know why it's not in order here. I got to find it for you because this is also, I printed out from a different place. Okay. If I don't find it now, we'll find it later and I'll have to show it to you a different time. No, not here. Nisuch HaMayim basically is, we know what it is, but on Sukkos, there it is. On Sukkos, the Kohen goes onto the Mizbeach and he pours water into one of these holes. There's two holes, one for wine, one for water, pours it into the hole. Nisuch HaMayim only on Sukkos, every day of Sukkos. That's Halacha, the Moshe M'Sinai. So if you're asking me, where do I know that you take Arava and you go around the Mizbeach with it? Halacha, the Moshe M'Sinai. Tana Rabba. Arve Nachal, Agdelus Ala Nachal. Again, there has to be an arava that grows on a stream. Prat letzavtzava, hagdela beinaharim. There's another type of plant tree called the tzavtzava. You cannot use that. Omer Abzeri Mikro, what do you see in the pasuk? Koch al mayim rabim tzaftzifo somoy. So Gemara understands it as two parts of the pasuk. Koch mayim rabim. I wanted you to take, to be part of this mayim rabim, this plentiful water. And what did you do? So it's kama. Tzaftzifo somoy. Instead of becoming an arova that's plentiful or whatever, you became a tzaftzifo. Because Shmuel was upset. It's a teichacha in Yecheskel. Shmuel was saying, why? I told you to be a mayim rabim and arova. I told you to be an arova. Instead, you want to be a tzaftzifo. The bottom line is, you see that tzaftzifo is not kosher for a lulav. It's not an arova. I told you to be an arova. Instead, you decided to be a tzaftzifo. Omle abayo v'dilma perushiko mefarish. Who told you how to read the pasuk? Maybe there's no comma. Maybe the way you read the pasuk is kacha mayim rabim. I told you to go to where the water is plentiful, to the stream, and tzaftzifo somay, you should become a tzaftzifo. Maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, be a tzaftzifo. Who said HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to be an arava? Umayni yu tzaftzifo. Imkein, mai somay. Then why does it say in the pasuk somay? It should just say, kacha mayim rabim tzaftzifo. Go to the plentiful water, become a tzaftzifo. Somay means, instead of listening to me, you put yourself and became a tzaftzifa. So that's something else. So you see, the pasuk is talking about two different things. It starts off with an arava, goes to tzaftzifa. So arava and tzaftzifa is not the same thing. You're not yoytze with the tzaftzifa. Omer Rebavo, Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, Ani Omayti Shi Yisrael Lefonaki Kachal Mayim Rabim. I said that they should be like Kachal Mayim Rabim, like an arava. Omayniu arava. And some atzma ki tzaftzifa shebe horim. What's going on here? So I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan says a beautiful pshat here. He says, it's negeh to us. And it's negeh to Lakewood. Givaldik. He says that Arava, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to be an Arava? Arava is like, look at this. He wants us to be like this. It's not a pre. We could have been an Esrig. We could have been a Hadas that has Peros to it. Instead, he picks an arova. What's pshat? He says, arova resembles amaratzim. Amaratzim, people are not such learned people. So what should they do? They should live in a makam Torah. They should live in Lakewood. They should live in a makam Torah with this other Talmid HaChamim. What did they do? They decided, tzaftzif osamoy. They went to the mountains. They went to Switzerland. They went to the Geshmaka places where there's no Torah. That's the taina. Okay, it's okay that you're Am Haaretz, but at least associate yourself with Talmid HaChamim. Yeah? So, there's a lot of people that are not so learned. And you know what they do? I know people. They live and on the beach and in all sorts of places. But today, I'm not saying it's okay 100%, but it's a lot better than not doing it. They associate themselves with Torah through the internet. I'm just... they join the shir. They're part of a chevra. I'm serious. They're part of a chevra. They're part of they're not tzaftzifa. They don't stam live over there. They wherever they are, they're part of Torah. Maskul Reb Zeira, the Dilma Perushikam Mefarish. Oh, did I skip? Yeah. Ikin Masin Lo the High Kroa Masnisto. Some say that this it's the same thing basically. They took the puzzle, they put it on the bright, so kachamayim ram tzavtzif somoy, maskul reb zero, v'dilma perushka mefarish, kachamayim ram my new tzavtzif, mk, my somoy. Fine. Omer vavo, omer kodesh baruch hu, ani omer tish yisrael lefani ki kachamayim ram, my new arova, v'im somo atzmo, ki tzavtzif shubo horim. Okay. Turn around, bono. Eizu arova, v'eizu tzavtzif. How could you tell the difference? Arava kana shel adam. Arava has a red branch. V'ala shel moshuch. And that we have before the picture of the olam moshuch. Oy vez. Like this. It's narrow and long. Upiyo cholok. And it's nice and doesn't have jagged edges. So you're going to ask, today's arava is a little jaggedy? Okay. Tzaftzifa, kone shelo, lovan. Here's a tzaftzifa. What they decide is a tzaftzifa. V'ala shelo agol. and the leaf is roundish. Upiya doim lemagol, and it's and the teeth are similar to that of a sickle. Now, votanyo doim lemagol kosher doim lemaser posel. So here you go. Not from Kol HaLashon. Here you see, this is a magol. This is a sickle. And the teeth are on an angle. And they're usually on an angle towards the handle. So you cut the wheat in one, it's in one motion. You don't go back and forth with a magol. You just, you grab, when you pull it toward yourself, it cuts the wheat. But a masar, a saw, it has, it looks like a mountain. In other words, it's sharp and it cuts on both directions. That's a maser. Maser goes up and down. So Gemara asks, it says that doim lemagol is kosher. You just told me that a tzavtzifo, which is pasul, is doim lemagol. It's pasul. Magol is pasul. This sickle guy, anything that has teeth like this, is pasul. Now, if you take a look at this picture, sorry, this is kosher, but we said that tzavtzifa is possible because it has teeth like this. I don't know if this is a good picture. There's a good one over here. Here. Very good. He shows in this picture how the it has jagged edges in one direction. The tzavtzifa. Okay. Doim lemagol. Doim lemagol possible. All right, by Kitanya hi. Bechilfa gila. So this is very interesting. This answers the question. This is la'alach lamaisa. There's a arava called chilfa gila, and it has a little bit of a jagged edge. And it's okay, because it has two out of the three simonim, so it has jagged edge. It's not the end of the world. Omar abayo. So that, therefore, today, we're not so makbid on the little bit of a jaggedy thing. Omar abayo, shmami no'ai chilfa gila, kosher lo yishano. So it comes out, the chilfa is good for yishano. Pshita, why not? Same sugi like we had the other day. Mal the same oil vis leshem levai. It's not called arav. It's called chilfa gila. Has a different name. Lo yis kasher. Kamash melon. Veimachinami. Maybe it shouldn't be kosher. Avinacha lo merachmona. Anything that grows on the stream, mikol makom. Great. Anyways, the myself. We could be makom maybe on one thing. I'm just for myself. If I remember, Beis Hashem, I'll try to find aravas that grow on the stream. Says right. I never knew that we have to be makom so much on it. I saw the guys and they're trying to, you know, I thought it's another ripoff. It's a scheme. The guy wanted to, you know, brought this reshine and that reshine and you have to do it and charge. What does that rubber cost already? $1. So you pay $2. You get a better, it's more like chila. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Chizda. Hanet las mili ishtanish mayu mikichora beis hamigdosh. There are three things that the name changed from the Churban HaBayis. Chalafto Arafto. It started out being called a Chalafto, a Chiluv, and they called it Arava. Arava, Arafto, Chalafto. Might have Kimina. Lululav. You can't take a Chalafto if it's not Arafto. You can't take a Rafto if it's not. Bekitzer, it has to be an Arava, what we know as Arava. Call it whatever you want. You can call it Chalafto, as long as it's Arava. But if the name switched and they call a Chalafto, Arafto, you cannot take it. You can't use an arava if it's really a chalafta. Also, shipuro chatzitzarto. Instead of a shofar, they called it a chatzitzra, which is straight, a trumpet, a straight trumpet. Chatzitzarto, shipuro, might have kimino, the shofar roshona, you have to know what to take. The shofar roshona has to have a little bit of a bend to it. Psarto, psura, talking about a large table, a small table, psur, psurto. They change from large to small to large. If I go to the store and I say, I'm giving you $100 to buy a psurta, and I thought it's a large table, and the guy gives me a small table, it's gneva. He has to give me back my money or give me a larger table. There's other things. Beikasi huvlilo. Huvlilo beikasi. So, here's a nice picture of Doim Lemaser, which the jaggedy edges are not in any direction. It looks, they're pretty equal over here. Okay. So, from Rav Avrom Weisfish, our in-house shoychet, he sent me this picture today. It's actually better than what we had in the books. Beis HaKoisos is one of the four compartments of the stomach. It's amazing. When we did the Shechita, we did a live Shechita in MDY by the Mechaber Sefer of Sichas Chulin. He's amazing, Rabbi David. It took hours for him to explain, but if you look at this, it's incredible, the design HaKadosh Baruch Hu made here. And it's called Beis HaKoisos. It looks like a bunch of cups, and the food goes in there. So if you find a machat, a nail, inside the Beis HaKoisos, it depends. If it's one of them, I forgot what the Beis Hemses is thicker. It has two skins, one skin. So if it pokes through a little bit, the shaila is, did it poke through completely because it has double skin or not? Depends what it's called. Huvlilo Beikasi turned into Huvlilo. Huvlilo Beikasi. Great. You know, once we're talking about this, I'll stop and throw in a great tidbit fact that we learned in Chulin. It had nothing to do with anything, but I thought, then I remember I was fascinated by this idea that a calf, a baby calf, you remember this? You were this in Chulin? No. Who's anybody here from Chulin? Lamashan. Just has nothing to do with Masechta Sukkah, but I thought it's fascinating. If a baby calf, a calf, drinks, nurses from her mother, drinks milk, and it would go into the Beis HaKoisos. So the Beis HaKoisos, or whatever it is, would destroy the milk. It would have zero nourishment. So how do you avoid it? How does a cow, how does a baby drink milk and get nourishment from it? Baruch Hu did a trick that when it drinks milk, and only when it's a baby, it bypasses the Beis HaKoisos. There's a valve, and it doesn't even go to, it doesn't go through the four stomachs. It skips everything. And it goes into another part of the stomach and it gets nutrients from it. Otherwise, it went through this very harsh filtration system, it would get nothing out of it. And then later on, when it grows up, that valve closes, whatever. Just very pel de gezach. Anyway, so the Gemara. L'may nafkimino? Gemara says, what's the nafkimino? L'machat hanimtso bo'evi beis HaKoisos. If you find a machat in beis HaKoisos, you have to know which one it is. If it's the one with the two walls, so just because you find the machat in one wall doesn't mean it went through and through. And if not, so we have to know which one it is. Omar Rava Bar Rav Yosef. Omar Rava Bar Yosef. Fani Omer, I have another one. You start off with three, now we have four, now I have a fifth one. It used to be Bavel, and they changed it to Barsif. The Barsif Bavel, Lamainaf Gimino, Daflamidalarum, the Bays, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuahs, and Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.aimindav.com. So the Ma'ariv Kamino. Nafkemino says the Gemara Legite Noshim. So anybody who learned Gita knows, you have to say, when you bring a get, you say, Befonai Nechtam, to make sure that it's done Lishma, and that if anybody's Ma'ar on the get, you have people, you have the person is Mekayim the get. So, if it's in Bavel, or it's a strong Bavel, you don't need to say b'fanei nechtam. You have enough people going back and forth from Bavel. All the learners come back and forth. So the question is the place Bursif, is it Bavel? Do you have to say b'fanei nechtam? Does it have halacha of Bavel or not? Did it change from Bavel to Bursif? Is Bursif to Bavel? That is the nafkemino. The official Mishnah, sponsored by official Fushleima for Avram Yosef ben Chano. Says the Mishnah, Reb Shmuel Oimer, Shloisha Hadasim Ushtei Aravos. That's what we do today, right? We have three Hadasim and two Aravos. Lulav Echad, Vesrig Echad. One Lulav, one Esrig, three Hadasim, two Aravos. Afilu Shnayim Ktumim Vechodei Nikotam. So Reb Shmuel says two out of the three could be chopped off on the top. And one not. The Gemara takes it back right away. And Rashi, shloike darker so much, goes into the whole kash and tears of the Gemara because he's bavarning. Don't worry about it. You might have a kash. It doesn't make any sense. Memarav shach, if this hadar, if there's a chi of a hadar, so you should have three good adasim. If there's no chi of a hadar, you don't need any adasim. All of them can be ketumim. It bothered him so much, he didn't want you to wait for the Gemara. He tells you the whole kash and tears in the Rashi. Fine. Reb Tarfon Oimer, Afilu Shloshim Ktumim. Why Reb Tarfon holds you don't need Hadar when it comes to Hadas? Very interesting. Dafka Hadas. Hadas doesn't need Hadar. Maybe a lulav does need because it's similar to esrog, but a das not. So afilu shloshim ktumim, you have three adasim chopped off on the top. It doesn't matter. Tysis goes to point out that even according to Rabbi Tarfon, it would be a good idea for someone to take hadasim that are not katum. Why? Zekeli vanveyu should have nicer mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva oimer kishem shelulav echod vesrog legechod. Unbelievable. To me, it's amazing that we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We usually do. One lulav, one esrig, one adas, one arava. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, pre eitz hadar echad. I, it's three words. So Tosis says, I'm asking the question that's three words because in a second we're going to use three words to learn that you need three hadasim. So why is it by esrog that has three words? We don't say you need three esrogim, which would be very, very expensive. So pre eitz hadar. Tosis says, because we already learned from each word a limud and we're not left with any extra words, and memela we're left with one esrog. Kapois tmarim, echad. Again, because kapois, it doesn't say with a vav. We read it plural, but it says it's singular, kapas. So memela, I learned from here, one lulav. Anaf eitz avos, three words, shloisha. You need three hadasim. Arvei nochal, two, shtayim. So now it's kedai to jump to Tosis for a second. Tosis dira maskel arvi nachal shtayim. Afilu noisin kama hadasim v'kama rovis belulav ain ze bal Tosis. If you ever wondered why some rebbes have 30 hadasim, 68 hadasim, maybe it's from here. Afilu noisin kama hadasim kama rovis belulav ain ze bal Tosis. Even if you hold, you have to bundle it together, you have to tie it together. The Baal Tosif is only if you add another, something else, like a red bow or something. But if you add more hadasim than necessary, then it's okay. According to the Rambam, it's usur to be moisif more aravas. It could be moisif more hadasim. The Shari Tshuva brings from the Ga'onim, he says the Ga'onim used to use 68 hadasim, kiminyan lulav, which is 68. By the way, chayim is also 68. Chayim, lulav, I saw pshat that the lulav that's yovesh doesn't have life. The kids, okay, fine. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Arizal, they say, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Arizal, Api Kabbalah, you should not be moisif any hadasim. Three and only three. So exactly why some rebbes and this and that do. They have an who to be Saimach, the Rishonim, the Goyinim, 68, and maybe the Rebbes do 68. Anybody know? I saw a lot of Adasim. I don't know how many. A lot. But according to Shulchan Aruch and Arizal, there's no Inyan. You shouldn't. If I cared. It's not very good to be Moisef. So that's what I do. Everybody in their own thing. I'm just explaining why there are different Minhagim. And according to what Tosis says, there's no Isser of Baal Tosif when it comes to using more hadasim. And the Rambam says it is a problem in aravos. Definitely don't put more aravos. Zok de Gemara. Ellie, that's what I was writing in the car. In case you're wondering. Zok de Gemara. But you drove very smooth. It came out kimat okay. Says the Gemara, you should go for the ride. Where am I? Omar Loi. Yeah, is that where we are? No. Shloisha v'afidu shloshim k'tumim. Reb Tavin oimer shloisha v'afidu shloshim k'tumim, even if the three of them are chopped in the top. Reb Akiva oimer k'shem shelulav echad v'esrog echad k'chadas echad v'arov v'achas. We had this in the Mishnah. One. Omar Loi. They take out Omar Loi, I believe, because it has no connection to the line before. Omar Reb Eliezer. That makes more sense, Taka. Perhaps I would think that all four minim should be in one bundle. Here's the pasuk. There's no vav amoisiv over here. Pre-etzodah is by itself. Then it says kapos tmarim. You take a lulav ve anaf etzavos ve arvei rochel. So the anaf etzavos, the adasim and the aravos are in addition to the lulav in green. But there's no vav that connects the pre-etzodah and the kapos tmarim. So memela doesn't belong in one bundle. How do I know that I don't have all four? I only have three. I'm not yoitza. You think three is also good? Three, I did three quarters in the mitzvah. I did three mitzvahs out of the four mitzvahs. Maybe there's four mitzvahs and I did three mitzvahs. No, the ma'akiv one another. They say it doesn't necessarily mean you have to pick all four up in the same second, like we do. Maybe if you do one at a time, it's also okay, but you need all four. Makvin says, we have this throughout Shas. Tem is shtei lekicha tamo. It should be a complete lekicha, a whole lekicha. And it's not whole if you don't have all four. Rabbi Shmuel Monav Shach. The Gemara has the kasha that Rashi points out in the Mishnah. Ish leimin boi. In other words, if you need hadar, liboy nami kulu. So then all three should have to be hadar. And if you don't need hadar, then why do you need one out of three to be complete? Just have three cut off hadasim. What's the problem? Omar Biro, the name of a chacham, Omar Rabami, Chazer by Rabbi Shmuel, you are right. He took it back. You don't need any. They could all three be Kotum. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Tarfon. So, the halacha is that you could use hadasim that are snipped off on the top. So it's great, no? But comes the Ramah, for the Ashkenazim at least, and he says that l'chatchila you should buy whole hadasim. So it's not such a heter. You want to go like the Ramah, and we want to do l'chatchila again. You wouldn't be very happy if your Sienna minivan had a shtickle nikdam on the top. You're probably bringing it to the shop. So why is it when it comes to adasim, you're looking for a terim? Okay. So we're going to be makbid on. I don't know anybody that comes to shul with a nikdam adas, even though the Gemara says mefurish, the halacha is like your tarvin, it's okay. We're makbid. V'ozdo Shmuel tamei, do'omelu Shmuel lahanu demizavne aso. Shmuel told, I'm telling you, nothing changed in the last 2,000 years. It's the same soichrim that sell the dalminim that we have today that we had 2,000 years ago. Shmuel tells the dalminim soichrim, Ashvu v'zabinu. You have to level out your prices. You have to make sure you don't get the people, you don't raise the prices. Nice prices. V'loi. And he threatened them. Eloi, if you raise your prices and you make it unaffordable, Darshin al-Khu ki Rabbi Tarfon, I am going to announce in public that Allah is like Rabbi Tarfon. Do not be makbet on Khatum by Hadassim that the top is snipped off. And then you'll see the price will drop, you lose money. Says the Gemara, my time, Elaim Mishum de Mekel. If Shmuel, if Shmuel holds Likula, the belizual Kiribe Kiva, the Makel Tfei, if he's trying to threaten them, say there's Lachara better threat, and that is like Rebbe Kiva. You don't even need three Adasim, one is enough. So why should he threaten them with a threat and say, buy three Adasim that are snipped off on the top, and that's okay, and the prices will drop? I have a better way to drop the prices even further. All you need is one Adas, you don't even need three. What's the simple answer? It's a lot easier to find three damaged hadasim than one whole hadas without katum. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel or Forshtein for Brina Basienta Devaira, somebody else. Ezra got Gozel. So this is the fourth min. We learned this three times already. Ezra got Gozel. If it's stolen, it's not Shalochem. Vayovesh, Puzzle. If it's dried up. What am I looking at here? Okay, you know what? Oh, Yovesh. Ezra got Yovesh. Everybody has one of these before Pesach in the closet. Again, if it's an esrog that somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, or it's in a city of Avodah Zarah that 51% are Oved Avodah Zarah, and you have to burn down the city and everything in it. So Memela, the esrog doesn't have a shear because Ketusim Mikdash Yurei, it loses the shear. And if it loses the shear, then you don't have the minimum share. What's the minimum share? Yeah, we're good. What's the minimum share? Either ke'egoiz or kebeitza. You don't even have that. Yes, it's huge. It's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's in the pictures, esrog. But it halachically, it doesn't have a share. Shalar la apostle. If it's a tree that's less than 3 years old, it's also ba'ana. The Gemara is going to explain. So what if it's also ba'ana? Still can't use it for esrog. Shall Truma Tmeya Apostle. Ooh, I forgot to print the famous Truma chart, but most of you already know about that. I'd like to show it anyways. If I had it, I would show it. Truma. When you have produce, you have 100 apples, or let's call it grapes. You have to give 2%, let's say, Berech, 2% to the Kohen. If it's Tahar, Lo Yital, you shouldn't use the Esrog from Truma. Vim not al Kosher. If you did it anyways, kosher. Shaldmai, if you buy fruit from an Amoritz, from an Amoritz, Mishamai Poislim, Ubisil Machshirim, they still say it's okay. It's only a Suffolk that they weren't Musar, so it's okay. Shalmaiser Shani, Birushalayim Lo Yito. Maiser Shani, 4 out of the 7 years, you have to give yourself 10%. Meaning you have to take off 10% of the produce that you have and bring it to Yerushalayim. And if you don't want to schlep it, you change it into money. So now the money turns into 10% of all your produce, 10% turns into Maaser Sheni money. You take the cash, you bring it up to Yerushalayim, and once in Yerushalayim, you buy food with that money. So he says, okay, I can buy food. I'm going to buy esrog. Esrog is a food. No. You cannot buy an esrog with your Maaser Sheni money. Don't be a chacham. You have to pay money for your esrog. We'll see why. Shalmaiser Sheni Yerushalayim Lo Yito. In Yerushalayim, you're in the right place. Lo Yito. You're not a kosher. But if you win, you're over, it's kosher. Also, Chazozes Al Ruboy. Interesting. Where's Chazozes? I know it's here. Chazozes are little baboys, how you say them, the little boils. Here you go. Wow. The number's out of order. I don't know why. 459. Okay. Chazazis. Here you go. Bunch of boils. Maybe it's a different. No, this is Chazazis al Mi'utoy. That's why. Nah, it wasn't printed well. Good. It's in order. So this is Mi'utoy. Chazaz HaRubay, just take this picture and stretch out these boils. Nitla Pitmasoy. Oh, what happens if the Pitim, a bunch of Shitas here, what's Nitla Pitmasoy exactly? Took out half the Shitas. The bottom line, we know what a Pitim is. According to most Rishonim, this is the Pitim, the top part. Does it include the stem? Does it take part? If it took part of the boss, then for sure, nitla pitmasoy. Now, it's possible. So we cannot go by this Mishnah without saying the famous Maisa, which I forgot who it's already attributed to. Everybody says it, but everybody knows the Maisa, but we have to say it anyway. So there's a Greiser Rebbe, and I got emails afterwards that yes, it's my great grandfather. It happened to my great grandfather. Fine. You'll know what I'm talking about in a second. So he couldn't afford an esrog. And he had a pair of tefillin that he got birusha. And they didn't have any food. Very, very poor. And Lamaisa, he couldn't be soil the fact that he doesn't have Esrig. So he sold his pir tefillin and he bought an Esrig. And when his wife found out about it, I saw today the story is printed completely different because whoever wrote the story didn't like this part of the story. But it's true, so we have to say it anyway. She took the Esrig and she threw the Esrig and broke the pitim. She passed up the Esrig. And the Rebbe said, tefillin I don't have. The Esrig I don't have. Well, I'm going to get mad. I'm going to have kas also. So he wasn't kayas. He wasn't upset at all. And his father came to him, chalim, and said, you should know that the fact that you were misgaber on your kas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked that a lot more than the fact that you sold your tefillin for an Esrig. And after I said the story last time, somebody wrote me an email that they bought the tefillin back. It's in the family now. It's in that Rebbe's family. They found the tefillin and they have it back in the family. I forgot already which Rebbe it is. It's a beautiful ma'isa. Okay. Another ma'isa that happened with me in Eretz Yisrael. I had the nicest esrog I ever had in my life. A gorgeous esrog. It was a chazanish esrog because I'm akvin a chazanish. But it didn't have the funny shape of the chazanish esrog. It had a real... the giddle, it had a gartel, and it had a pitim. And I hardly ever have, because if you know chazanish esrog, you don't have pitim, had a pitim. And I made the bracha, I said the thing, and as I was putting it back, it fell out of my hand, and the pitim broke. And everybody in shul, because I sit kind of like three benches from the front, everybody saw it. So I didn't know what to do. It was, don't take any eggs from me. But because it happened, I was like, bebusha azah. And I learned when I was younger the sugya, so I took a bite out of the esrig because I always wanted to eat my esrig. It says like on the second day yontif, if you could bite out of the esrig and use it. So I bit my esrig in middle shul. It's disgusting. Don't ever try it. I figured if it already broke, I could already make that other shtick. Okay. Some people started laughing. Some people laughed. Okay. Fine. Next, nizdak nidla pitmasoi. So if the pitim fell off. Niklaf. We have another picture. Some Rishonim want to learn. In Tosfos, we have this shita that it's the oikets, but we're going to go with Rashi that this is the oikets he holds as the pitim. Niklaf. So, the top layer got peeled off. Okay, the machlokes Rishonim, if the psul niklaf is some of it or in different places. But anyways, it peeled off. Nizdak is literally split. Nizdak. Nikav. V'chaser kol shehu. Over here you have a hole. And a little bit of it is missing. That's why they're very careful when you remove like a little bit of a black dot. And you know people don't want black dots. Not bletlach, but a black dot could be a menumer. So they use like a toothpick or they use something. And sometimes they don't pay attention. You take off a little bit of the skin with it and then the next day it turns color. That could be a problem of a nika, of a chaser kol shu. Posel. All those are posel. Also, chazal zamiyutoi. So now we have, going back to that picture of the boils only on a partial part. Wow, it was a long time ago. Here we go. Al miyutoi. Nital uktoi, or the bottom part came off, the oikets, this guy, nikav v'loi chaser kol shu, a little bit of something came off, but nothing, it was had a little hole, let's say from a, I think we might have a picture here, yes. A little, tiny little pin went in there, but nothing is missing from the esrog. It weighs the same amount now as it did before, but a little bit of a hole. But the chazak kosher, kosher. Esrog akushi posel. Interesting that Rashi says it's not stam a black esrog, but he says it grows in Kush. It grows in Africa. As I said, Rashi, don't know why. Shabam eres Kush v'shacharu tartilari yusa vayarik ekarti mamish green. In brachas, we said yorek means this. No, yellow. But over here, yellow wouldn't pass. So yorek means green like in Hebrew. Yorek ekarti. Interesting. As we said over there, also Yor Kikarti. It's also Kikarti. It's a different color, I think. Fine. I have to look into it. Remeir Machshir, Rebu the Poisel. So the Machloikis, whether or not this green is kosher or not, already explained before when we're learning it. A lot of times the Esther comes out green and we can make it yellow. That's because it just needs to ripen up afterwards. But this one is too immature. It's not fully grown, and that's why it's green, and it's not going to change into yellow, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda apostles. Shir Esther got caught, and we had this already in the Gemara, but here it is in the Mishnah. How large does an Esther have to be? Reb Meir Oimer, ke'ego is like a walnut, Reb Yehuda Oimer ke'beitza, like an egg. Uba godoil, and a large one. G'day, she'ech ha'shnayim bi'odei achas. Two astrogim in one hand. Divrei Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi Oimer, afilu echad b'shtei yodav. So we had, the other day, I forgot his first name, Rabbi Sittner. He said that he went there, he slept out by the Letterman all night. Imagine sleeping on a Letterman chair. To sit through Shachar's is a big problem. I've been there a number of times. To sleep there all night to see Reb Chaim Kanevsky. So I thought it was very interesting. He had a picture of Reb Chaim Kanevsky holding one of these astrogim. So he wrote me an email right away afterwards. He said, I just want a disclaimer. Reb Chaim Kanevsky didn't make a brach on that astrogim. Because I said, oh, it's interesting because it seems like it's not so oisgalton from the Mishnah over here. Riyazi says, afilu echad b'shtei yodav, but according to Reb Yehuda, it's possible. So he said, no, Reb Chaim just took that, and in addition, he took 10 other astrogim. He chopped a picture when he's holding that astrogim, but the bracha he made on a completely different astrogim. It's a good thing he wrote me that email. Rabbi Isai, yishkoyach for coming out. It's a tremendous chizuk. Have a wonderful evening, day. Is that you, David Zlatnik? What are you doing here? Unbelievable. Gee.